This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Basoco, B-A-S-O-C-O, first name Adriel, A-D-R-I-E-L. The date of birth, May 25th, 1975. The date of evaluation, February 3rd, 2025. Referring service, disability and social service. The chief complaint, 49-year-old male seen for disability evaluation, DHBI. As noted, the patient is a 49-year-old male who reports history of congestive heart failure, period. He had been hospitalized at Valley Medical Center and Modesto, period. He stated that he was last hospitalized August of 2023, period. He was told he had congestive heart failure. Initial left ventricular ejection fraction was noted to be 10%, period. The patient currently reports dyspnea on exertion, period. He states that he has shortness of breath on walking to his mailbox, period. He has no symptoms of orthopnea or PND, period. Past medical history, one congestive heart failure, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number gouty arthritis, past surgical history, unremarkable. He has had cubital tunnel syndrome, bilaterally, period. The medications, patient does not have the current dose of medications. However, on follow-up, he notes that he is taking allopurinol, 100 milligrams, take one daily, amoxicillin, 500 milligram capsule, one TID, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams HS, Vumex, 1 milligram, take half tablet daily, colchicine, 0.6 milligram, one daily, diclofenac, i.e. Voltaren, 1% gel, apply 4 grams to affected area 4 times daily. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. Metoprolol succinate, 100 milligrams daily. Nicoderm CQ, 21 milligrams per 24-hour patch. Apply 1 patch onto the skin daily. Xarelto, 20 milligrams, one daily. Entresto, 49/51, one POBID. Tylenol, 500 milligrams, one every 6 hours PRN. Semaglutide, i.e. Rybelsus, 3 milligrams, one tablet daily. B. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history. Mother had hypertension. Father had hypertension and diabetes. Maternal grandmother had diabetes. The sister had lupus. The social history. The patient reports that he is a prior smoker who quit June of 2023. He denies marijuana use. He reports prior poly substance abuse, period. He now drinks alcohol rarely, period. day. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has fatigue. Oral cavity, he has bleeding gum. Gastrointestinal, he reports diarrhea and constipation. Genitourinary, he reports frequency and urgency. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable except for ongoing pain involving his hands, period. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 124/100, pulse 96, respiratory rate 24, height 69 inches, weight 245 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Abdomen is noted to be obese, period. Extremities revealed 2+ sitting edema, period. The impression, this is a 49-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure, comma, cardiomyopathy, period. He has history of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. Patient is now seen for disability evaluation, period. He is noted to have morbid obesity, period. He has significant dyspnea, period. He remains with significant edema, period. The patient is felt to be unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, or exertion given his significant symptoms and underlying cardiomyopathy, period. Functionally, he is classified New York Heart Association Class 3, period. He is noted to be on optimum guideline-directed medical therapy, period. As such, comma, he should have a repeat echocardiogram within 3 to 4 months, period. He should be reassessed for disability within 1 year, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.